This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, for those of you with warm season lawns, we'll talk today about fertilizing those warm season grasses and some guidance on that now from Ward Upham, research and extension horticulturist at K-State. Now, warm season grasses are handled obviously differently than our cool season counterparts, right?
That's right. So we need to identify them first. For our cool season grasses, our tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass, you do not fertilize them now. This is exactly the wrong time for them to be fertilized unless you use a slow-release fertilizer at the recommended rate. That'll get them through the summer. Warm season grasses, however, really starting in June, that's the time where they most need that fertilization. So our warm season grasses like Bermuda, Buffalo, and Zoysia all grow best during that hot time of the year. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to fertilize, because they can take advantage of that fertilizer and use it to build that plant up. It can fill in, it can resist weeds, it can do all those things it needs to do in order to make a nice lawn.
What fertilizer would best suit warm season grass treatment here?
Unless a soil test calls for phosphorus or potassium, normally what you're looking for is a high nitrogen fertilizer, something like a 29.54, a 27.33. Just so that first number is much higher than the other two, you'll be fine. So what you're looking for is at about a pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. If you don't know how to do that, just buy a lawn fertilizer and follow the directions on a bag. It'll be that rate. It'll be a pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet.
So it's fairly simple. But when to apply, just any time now?
Now, that depends on the type of turf you have. Let's start with Bermuda grass. Mm-hmm. Bermuda grass is one that you can apply anywhere from 2 to 4 fertilizations to make a nice lawn. If you're using 4, we're too late for the first one. That would actually take place in May. You can go June, July, and August, but never with any of these grasses, never later than August 15th. If you go past August 15th, you're setting that grass up for winter damage. It's going to be too succulent when we get into cold temperatures, and you may lose some of that grass. And so if you want to push Bermuda, go June, July, and August, but no later than August 15th. If you want an acceptable Bermuda grass lawn, then just June and July. That will work fine.
But in the case of Zoysia and or buffalo grass, different scheme here, you say.
They are, and different reasons for why we go less with those two grasses. Zoysia grass, you're going to go once in June or once in June and again in July. On all of these, the rate is exactly the same. You don't vary the rate between different applications. It's always that pound of nitrogen per 1,000. And so with zoysia, what you run into if you give it too much is it builds up thatch. With most of our grasses, the clippings don't add to thatch. Zoysia, we're not so sure. It has a lot of lignin, which doesn't break down very quickly, and therefore you don't want to go too high on the fertilization. And so if you do go 2 pounds, in other words, 2 applications for zoysia, you better be core aerating as well in order to allow that thatch to break down so it doesn't get away from you.
In the case, though, of buffalo grass, it's a one-time prospect?
It's usually a one-time prospect. You can go twice. It's just that you may encourage weeds in there, and so you may have to be on a little bit better weed control program. And so it will give it a little bit better color, though. You know, if you're familiar with buffalo grass, kind of a silvery green type of color, and so that'll give it a little bit darker color if you fertilize twice. Most people are only going to fertilize once if they fertilize at all. And so it's our low maintenance grass. It's the one that needs the less fertilizer of any of these.
And upon applying that fertilizer product, watering it in is essential?
That's right. You need to activate it. In other words, it needs to get into the soil so those roots can pick it up. You don't need a whole lot of water. You know, a minimum of 1/4 inch will get it into the soil. That's all you're going to need, but it does need to be done. You can wait on rainfall or you can actually water it in, but until it gets into that soil, it's not going to do that turf any good.
Thanks, Ward, for coming over.
You bet.
On fertilizing warm season grasses, that's Ward Upham. He's a research and extension horticulturist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.